Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of August 2018. Supreme Court has begun a massive judicial audit of all religious places and charitable institutions with regard to hygiene, assets, access and accounts, asking district magistrates to examine complaints in these respects and send reports to high courts that can treat them as PILS. Supreme Court. While observing that every acquittal in a criminal case has to be taken with some seriousness by the investigating and prosecuting authorities, has said that court cannot turn a blind eye towards the investigative deficiencies which goes to the root of the matter. Supreme Court has expressed shock over discrepancies in two government commission surveys, both a year apart, which shows that over 2 lakh children residing in childcare homes are missing. Delhi High Court has directed grant of admission to candidates who had passed class 12th with biology biotechnology as an additional subject and that qualified in the NEET exams. Delhi High Court has held that to constitute trademark infringement, it is required to have the same or identical trade name, and merely having a similar or deceptively similar trademark to the registered trademark would not constitute infringement. Delhi High Court has dismissed a petition filed by a judicial officer challenging the criteria adopted by Delhi High Court for promotion to posts of district and sessions judges as being non-transparent. Bombay High Court has ruled that individual parents cannot challenge a school fee hike before the Divisional Fee Regulatory Committee, DFRC. Bombay High Court has ruled that when employees of newspapers under the Working Journalists and Other Newspaper Employees and Miscellaneous Provisions Act, 1955, claim recovery of dues from their employer and same is denied by the employer, then state or its delegate must refer the matter to a labor court. Rajasthan High Court has held that diluting educational standards and allowing the candidates for appointment as teachers of the subject which they have not studied would destroy the standard of education. Kerala High Court has refused to provide relief to a trader whose goods were detained by tax authorities due to incomplete e-way bill. Madras High Court, while accepting a shuddhi ceremony conducted by Vishwa Hindu Parishad, VHP, to reconvert a Christian woman to Hinduism, has upheld her selection and appointment as a junior graduate teacher under Scheduled Caste, SC, category. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed Taloja Common Effluent Treatment Plant, CETP, Cooperative Society Limited to pay 10 crore rupees as environmental compensation for polluting Kasadi River in Navi Mumbai.